the statement of the Gemara that that discusses Rabbi Yehuda Amarav's statement that every person who's Boydek, he needs to be Mevatel the Chametz as well. So the Shaila was, the Gemara was concerned, why? The Gemara says, if it's Perurin, what does he have left? Perurin? So the Gemara says, if it's Perurin, it's Loi Choshev. It's Memela Badli. And then the Gemara goes on and challenges, is that true? It's confined in my house. It's protected. Is that really true? It's Memela Badli. But we already stopped the Gemara right there. And we said, hold on. I don't want to even get jumped to whether or not something is Memela Bato inside the confines of my house when it's protected in the domain of my house. Even before that, what was the Havamina of the Gemara that Perurin should be different? The Gemara is saying Perurin is only different because it's Memela Batle. So it sounds like from the Gemara that the Gemara was suggesting that the fact that it's Perurin would not be an issue on its own right. The fact that it's Perurim is not enough of a reason to not be over Bal Yerah, Bal Yimotze. So that was something that made sense to us intuitively, because we know the Gemara in Yuma tells us, on Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, that Rabbi Yochanan, and we pass like Rabbi Yochanan against Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that Chatzi Shir is Asa Min HaTorah. The Gemara presents two rationales why that's true. Even though when it comes to Malkus and getting a punishment, it's only true, and that only happens when you eat a significant amount like a kezias. However, that doesn't mean that less than a kezias is going to be mutter. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Chatzi Shir is Asa Min HaTorah. Why? So the initially, the Gemara gives a svara. Since this Chatzi Shir is not really insignificant, it's actually Chazi Litzarufe. This Chatzi Zayis has the potential of being Mitzarif with another Chatzi Zayis and leading up to a Kezayis of Isser. And then the Gemara quotes a Pasuk. And the Gemara says, Kol Chelev. So Kol Chelev is Marbe, includes within it any amount of Chelev, and therefore you have to be concerned even with a Chatzi Shir. There is a lot to talk about those two Makoros. We're not getting into it this year, but we spent actually a while on it, those of you that learned with us last year in Chulin, about perhaps the nekudos of whether or not these two different rationales in the Gemara might impress upon you two different ideas, whether or not is the Chatzi Shir only usher because it will lead up to a Shir, or is the Chatzi Shir significant on its own? Perhaps one could even argue that that might depend on the two rationales of the Gemara. And we did present a machlokes apoiskim about the nature of the Chatzi Shir, if it's an independent Isser, or if it's only if it's connected because it could ultimately lead up to the Shir. And there were kind of the common nafkaminas legabe that Shaila. But right now we're going to just focus on whether or not the Isser of Chatzi Shir applies to Bal Yerah Bal Yimotze, which will have tremendous, tremendous ramifications, la'alach. So comes along the Rabbeinu David, and the Rabbeinu David says, don't be fooled by this Gemara. Don't take the Gemara at face value, and that the Gemara did say that the reason why we're not concerned with Perurin is because Loi Chashivi, but the Gemara could have said another rationale, because Perurin are just small amounts. And the Gemara chose to say an additional reason, but the Gemara could have easily said the reason is because it's only less than a kezias. And we asked on the Rabbeinu David, but what happened to Rabbi Yochanan? What happened to Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah? How does the Rabbeinu David just ignore the Gemara in Yuma Ayin Dalet that seems to say that even if it was less than a kezias, it would be a problem? And Rabbeinu David looks at us straight in the face, reads the Gemara and says, the Gemara really had a problem, even if it was Chatzi Shir. But the problem is, the Gemara, the Rabbeinu David seems to be ignoring the Gemara in Yuma Ayin Dalet. So we suggested, based on a chiddush of the Shagas Aryeh, that the Shagas Aryeh has another Gemara in Beitza that seems to be very problematic. The Gemara in Beitza seems to present a machlekes beishame beizil about the Shir that's necessary to violate Bayura Bayimotze, by Seor, by Yeast. So the Beishamai hold that it's not the same as chametz, and it would be because Zevis with a date. And Beishil hold that Zevis, Zevis, Kazayis, that they're both in violation of Bayra, Bayimotze, in both situations, if it is a Kazayis. So the Shagas Arya asks, how do I read this Gemara? How do I read this Mishnah? What is the debate between Beishamai and Beishil? If you're going to tell me that they're arguing about the Shir, in because it's relevant for the Onesh, but the Shagas Arya says many Rishonim we know say that there's no Onesh, there's no Malkus when it comes to the Yisr of Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzei anyways. So what are they arguing about? And if you'll tell me you're right, it's not a Machlokes Legabe the Onesh. It's a Machlokes Legabe the Yisr, what's Asur Midoraisa. So ask the Shagas Arya, but it should be true and even less than a Kosevis, according to Beit Shammai, should be Aser, because we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan in Yuma, that Chatzi Shir is Aser Menatayra. So the Shagas Arya is stuck how to read this Gemara and understand fundamentally what they're debating, what Iser are they talking about, that it's relevant to know the Shir. So this causes the Shagas Arya to be Mechadish. And once the Gemara says that the reason, initially, that the reason why Chatzis Shir is also menatir is because it's chazal, it's the rufe. So Shagas Arya says that that's limited to situations where retroactively the Isser would be relevant at the time that you ate the Chatzis Shir. Masha Enkin in a situation where that doesn't exist, and the only way you could violate it is if you're mitzarefit and mikana lahaba, if they both exist, then you're going to violate the Isser like Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzei, because there is no din of Kazayis B'chdei Achilas Pras when it comes to Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzei. So the Tziruf is not relevant. So therefore, comes along the Shagas Arye, and he says that Chatzis Shir will not apply to Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzei. That is a whopper of a Shagas Arye. You do not have to be concerned about regarding Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzei with less than a Kazayis of Chametz. But what's more, Yishmak Rabbi say, I don't think the Shagas Arya had these Rishonim that we are Zoicha to have, Bizman HaZeh. But what we found was that the Rabbi Nedavid, Imsachim, Andav Avim Beis, seems to say exactly what the Shagas Arya is assuming. We can utilize the Shagas Arya to be a rationale for the Rabbi Nedavid. But again, fundamentally, what's happening is the Shagas Arya saw in the Gemara in Yuma that Chazilitz Tarufe is a different type of Svara. Does anyone know what I'm saying, Rabbi Yisai? You have to know when you learn, there should be a constant concept that comes to your mind, whatever you're learning. And this is a perfect example of this type of sugya. When you see Chazilitz Tarufe, right? The Gemara says it's Chazilitz Tarufe. So now the Shagas Arya says that's pivotal. That is the Hagdara of the Isser of Shagas Arya. If I would say it in Lamdish terms, I would use the terminology of that's the Sibas HaIsser. It's not just the Simin Ladover that now we should take into account a Chatzis Shir. But it's only going to be Isser in situations where it's Chazil, it's the Rufe. So it comes along the Shagas Arya and is Mechadesh based on that rationale, where you're losing this concept of Tziruf. Areas where Kazayis Bechdei Achilas Pras or Tzirufim will not apply, says the Shagas Arya, so then you're missing the whole Yisayit of Chatzis Shir, and I'm not going to apply the Yisayit Daraisa of Chatzis Shir, namely by Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotzeh. If I get rid of a Mashu of Chametz, and I burn it, and then I find another Mashu of Chametz, and now you want to say, do I violate Bayra Bayimotzi? Because together there's a Kazayis. Says the Shagas Arya, there's no Tziruf. It's gone. The first Kazayis is gone. There is no concept like Kazayis Bechdei Achilas Pras. So Mela says the Shagas Arya, if the Gemara's rationale doesn't apply, if the Siba of Chazilitz the Rufi doesn't exist, so the Esser is gone. So that allows the Shagas Arya and the Rabbeinu David, we're suggesting, to now be Mechadesh that there wouldn't be an Esser Chatzishir. Even it would be mutter mena Torah to have a mashu of chametz in my house, a whopper of a chiddush. Yeah, Evan.
Could we say a little differently that, like, it's not that we literally, like, we got eyes on, like, a bit of crumbs and therefore, like, therefore that's the only time tzerufei would apply, but the fact that, like, when the Gemara says in Yuma that it's able to be, like, you know, the tzerufei connected that, or, I mean, combined, that it's, like, we don't necessarily need to have eyes on it. You know, it could just be that, like, crumbs exist all over the house. They're very small. And, like, potentially you could gather, you know, a bunch of crumbs and make it a kazayas if you wanted to, or a shear. And therefore, that's Yisr. So, like, we wouldn't have to say the Shagas Haris.
I would have read the Gemara like that. I like the way you're reading the Gemara like that. And I think what you're basically saying is that's just a simen lamilsa. That's not a siba. It doesn't have to be in every situation there's going to be a tziruf. It has to be that, in theory, this is something that's relevant, the concept of tziruf. So by the fact that you could see that this is something that in one, you know, might even, so that gives its own independent significance. And even the mashu alone would be now something that's chiv. That would be looking at the Gemara maybe perhaps more of a simen and not as a siba. And then even in situations where it's not mitzarif, it should be usser. But the Shagasari didn't learn like that. That would be the other way to learn. And we'll have to see if some people maybe did learn like that. And that might be a major nafkamina. But yeah, I didn't think that necessarily you had to learn the Gemara like that. Right. Yeah, Yosef.
What does the Shagas Arya do with the pasuk of Kochela? If it's just Chazi Yidli Tzerufe, what's the point of Kochela? Meaning Rav Yochanan mentioned both reasons.
I mean, I think you have Akasha irrespective of the Shagas Arya. You have Akasha, why you need a pasuk on a svar? So that's for when we're learning Chazi Shir, we have to answer that Akasha. So however you're going to answer that kasha for everyone, I think the you know, there might be situations where, you know, you would need the pasuk.
It's specifically question on the Shagas Arya also, because he just says.
Yeah, but I think it's a question on everyone. I think it's a question on everyone. I mean, I have a svar, lama likra. So you have to know. It depends on how you're going to analyze. You know, it depends on, you know. But it doesn't sound like the Shagas Arya is telling you that Kol Chelev is telling you anything different than he sees from the Svar. But in Achanami, you will have that kasha. All right, Rabbi Yisai? So now, Rabbi Yisai, we got to get back to doing a little research. We have to see if there are any other Gemaras that seem to be relevant to this topic, because this is a pretty fundamental topic that we need to analyze when it comes to our practices on Pesach and our preparation for Pesach. I think there is a very important Gemara, and that's the sugya on Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph. The Mishnah on Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph tells us that sometimes you have dough that's stuck on the bottom of a pot or bowl. Batzek shebsdeke areva im yesh ba kizayis b'makom mechad chayv levar. If you have dough that's left over on a some sort of kneading bowl, whatever. So if there's a kazayas there, you have to burn it. But if not, so then you don't have to be concerned. So let's skip to the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Lo shano el b'makom she'en asuyin l'chazik. Aval b'makom she'asuyin l'chazik eino chaya levar. So Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel made a clarification on this mission. The Mishnah is not talking about every situation of dough on the bottom of the bowl or the bottom of the tray, but rather it's talking about a situation where it's ein asuyan lechazik. What does that mean? Ein asuyan lechazik. Anyone chop this more?
Place where it won't, like, where water collects in it. No.
So Rashi explains that there were cracks in this areva, in this bowl, and sometimes the dough that's there becomes part of the surface of the bowl, and it acts as, you know, a filling, part of the surface area, part of the, you know, it fills the cracks. What do you call that material when you want to, you know, fill up cracks? What do you do that with? Who's handy here?
I think in Hebrew they call it compound.
Yeah, but what's the, I was actually, I was just checking a mikvah with one of the poskim, and he always talks about this thing because it's not makabel tuma that he
is
says
it like plaster.
Yeah, but like a type of thing you put around the nail that it doesn't rust. What is it?
An adhesive,
some sort of filament, whatever. Lamaisa, that's not the word. So Rav Yehuda says this din of finding a kazayis, right, is dafka where it's ain asuyin lechazik. But if it's asuyin lechazik, you're not chayv levar, even if it's what? If it's part of the wall, it's part of the surface, then what?
Even Yosemite's eyes.
Even Yosemite's eyes. That's the way the Rebuter Mishul statement says, right? That's a big chiddush, right? Mechlal the pachas mikazayis, afilu b'makom shein asuyin lechazik eino chayv levar. Okay, so now if I go back to if I know that the chiddush of the Rebuter Mishul, I'm sorry, is saying that when it's part of the surface, we ignore that it's chametz. It's not anymore chametz. It's like a bowl. It becomes part of the wall. Right, even if it's more than a kazayis, and the Mishnah said, "When do I have to be mevarit?" Is if it's a what? If it's of a kazayis, so the mashmos is that if it's less than a kazayis and it's just sitting and it's not part of the wall, then I could what? I could ignore it. But then there's another lishna in the Gemara. Ika demasi la seifa v'imlav batal m'miyuto. No, there are those that qualify Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel's statement going on the Seifa. And if not, it's Baltim and Miyutu. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Lo Shana, Al Mokum Shana, Sil Chazik. Mokum Shana, Sil Chazik, Chayv Levar. Mechlal, the Kazai, Safil Mokum Shana, Sil Chazik, Chayv Levar. Whoa. The exact opposite. What was Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel's statement saying that distinguished between what? Mokum Shana, Sil Chazik, or Mokum Shana, Sil Chazik? It was on the what? It was on the pachos mikazayis. Is it bato b'miyuto? Is it automatically bato that what? If it's also lechazik, then it's bato b'miyuto if it's less than a kazayis. If it's not, but if it's not also lechazik means it's sitting in my bowl and it's not functioning as part of the surface, then even if it's what? Even if it's what?
Pachos
mikazayis, you have to worry about it. And if it's part of the surface, only if it's a kazayis, you have to worry about it. Whoa! My Rebbe Raboisai! Do you think that this has relevance to our Shaila? Gemara Mefureshes! Like, I couldn't have read this better. Like, this is mamish what I'm looking for. This is a gold mine. Zok Tehele Gemaram Chalava on this Gemara. And Daf Mem Hei on the base. He says, yeah. You know what the pshat in the second Lishna is? Chatzi Shir, also Minat Torah. Chayev Levar, you're over in Isser, Daraisa. It's exactly like the Isser Achila, Pachos Mikazai, so comments. That's exactly what the Maharam Chalava says. I'm in Hayam et al. Moiradeh. Okay. So it comes out, Lefi, at least the Maharam Chalava, our Shaila is going to be Tully on two Lishnas in the Gemara. You potentially, according to Maram Chalava's suggestion, have a machloikis within the lishness of the Gemara if Chatzi Shir applies to Bal Yerah Bal Yemotz. Myridik. So clearly we have a machloikis on our hands between the Rabbeinu David and the Maram Chalava. Did anyone check if the Rabbeinu David has anything to say on our Gemara? I don't know if I checked. How did the Rabbeinu David get out of this Gemara? Yeah, David.
I was just wondering because the Maharam Chalava says we're madame hashbasa la'achila.
Yeah,
and that mean that can be midiraisa even.
He says it. He says midiraisa. Look at the lashon of the Maharam Chalava.
Madame
hashbasa. I have levar midiraisa. Go back a line.
Yeah. So maybe the Rabbeinu David can just say it's derabanan, meaning if you're learning it out from somewhere else who says it's deraisa.
don't know. It's Diak is pretty strong. Chayav Levar. Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Enochanami.
Can't you also just say that this Gemara is not Machria either way? And I have the Gemara and Davav, there is Machria.
So Rabbeinu David will. Meaning, will the Shagas Aryeh agree that there's some shittas in the Gemara that don't agree to his Yisoid? I mean, it sounds like the Shagas Aryeh that this is a Dover Pasha. I mean, like, this is Pshat in a Mishnah, Beishamai Beis Hillel, and there's no way, you know, Chatzishir just doesn't apply to Bayer Abayi Matzah. And now we're pointing to the Raya's against that. Yeah, Julian.
Doesn't it come out in the Gemara that the two listeners aren't arguing? So
what do you mean?
It's not a manda amar, meaning lekule alma. This is what comes out.
I mean, where in that Gemara?
Yeah, I think that's what comes out.
Tanya Kalisha Kama, Tanya Kalisha Basha. Now the Gemara quotes prices that say like each Lishna.
Yeah, after that.
Yeah, where are you talking about?
I forget the Gemara, but that's what it ends up saying. No, really, they're just calling also the Chazik different things, but they really are saying the same thing. It's not two different Tanayim, it's the same thing.
I don't see that. Well, you have to show me where you're talking about. I don't see it. But still, Rabbi Say, at the end of the day, you're going to have to explain to the Rabbeinu David. Does anyone have a Rabbeinu David with them? Jeremy, you have your Rabbeinu David? Or it's in the base medrash?
Nice.
I think I found what Julian's talking about.
Yeah, where?
On Mem Hayam at Bays.
Yeah.
Three lines down. It's at the end of the line. It says, Ella Havaha or Shimon Ben Lazarhi. Lokasha.
Yeah. Three lines down?
Three lines down in the wide lines on Mem. Oh. And my bad, yeah. Mem Hayam at Bays.
Tanya, let's see. Tanya Klish Kama, but she did a river mug and the Razin of Hazmina, a river mug and the Razin of Hazmina, a river mug and the Razin of Hazmina, a river mug
There's a very large Rashi there that I think goes through it.
Yeah.
Thank you. sounds like from Rashi that this is an explanation of the two brises, not going back on the lishnas of Rabbi Yehuda or Shmuel. It sounds like the Gemara said that we thought that this was a support of the two lishnas from the two brises. And the Gemara qualifies that no, it's either Tanakhama against Rav Shimon Elazar, and then it says, oh no, Hava Hava Rav Shimon Elazar. But it's the brises, not the lishnas of Rav Yehuda or Shmuel.
I thought it's the same thing. Tanya Kalishna Basra.
Yeah, no, but we're not saying that there's no argument in the lishnas anymore. There's two versions that seem to stay at the end of the day with Gavi the Gemara. Just whether or not these are supporting brises is not necessarily the case.
No, I think it's saying that.
How do you see that? Meaning, where do you see a chazara in the Gemara?
I think
you're saying the Gemara was chazer. Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel's statement is wrong. There were two versions, and now there are no two versions. Where do you see that in the Gemara?
No, it's not wrong. It's just...
Yeah, it's wrong. You're saying it's not true. They're not both true.
Okay, I'll have to look at it.
Yeah, and if the Gemara was Chayza, that's going to have a big nafkamina. But I'm just looking if Rabbeinu David says anything on this line. I forgot to check here. I don't know. Anyone have any tirutzim how Rabbeinu David could get out of this?
We said it could be derabanan, no?
Right. You would want him to say that, no? I don't know. Okay, maybe the island could work on this a little bit before we wrap up. Maybe we'll stop here. We need to. This Gemara seems to be, I think, pivotal, Julian. Unless you have a way to say that maybe the Gemara was chayzer, and it's not so true. But at least from the presentation of the Gemara, and I thought that stays. This is going to be a very pivotal Gemara. Now we have to really figure out, we have different options throughout the Gemara, throughout our sugya. Oh, there's one other thing, Rabbi Say, before we close. The Shaila is also, Rabbi Say, even if you hold, like the Maram Chalav is suggesting, that let's say you hold like the first listener, Rabbi Say, and you hold that... You hold that it's only with a kazayas, right? The kazayas don't have to be in one spot, right? The fact that there's a kazayas within the areva, so then it's going to be a problem, right? So that causes the Maram Chalava to ask an additional question on our Gemara. If you look back in the Maram Chalava on Vavim and Beis, the Gemara says, "My time, Ilim Mishum Perurim Halo Chashivit." In Tomar, Amrina Lakamon, he asks on Ardaf, Kabe Botzik Shabistake Areva, Mish Kazais, Makamech, Chayv Lavar, Vim Lav Potter, Vamar Ula, Loshana, Labareva, Vababais, Afilapochus Kazais, Nami Zimdin, the Mechanshe, Menafle Adodi. The Ula, I quoted it wrong. Ula says that this idea of Kazais is Dafka if it's in a separate Kli. But if you have in a bias many different crumbs, so then, even if it's pachos mikazayis, that's going to be a problem because they're going to be mitzaref, right? So ask the Maram Chalava from Ula and Daf Memheva Beis, right? Where's this Gemara on Mem Hei Amud Beis? Where's Ula's statement? Anyone know where Ula's statement is?
Yeah, it's in the middle of the wide lines. I don't know if that helps. I don't know how to describe it.
It's right across from Elah, like the Dibre Maske.
What's the first word on the line?
The first word on the line for me.
Amar Ula, good. No.
It's Hakut v'nitalin.
What?
Hakut v'nitalin imo chai v'levor, v'im lav erno chai v'levor, Amar Ula, lo amar nela be'areva, ava b'bayis chai v'levor.
You're on Mem Hei Amud Beis?
Yeah.
It's the wide lines?
It's part of the wide lines. There's Amar of Nachman, and then it's a few lines down from that.
What's the first word on the line?
Hachut.
I have an Italian, the first word on the line.
Yes, that's the next line for me.
Here we go. Amar Ula. Yeah, I don't have Hachut as the first word on the line. Amar Ula, lo Amar and Ela Ba'areva. Ava Babai is Chayv Lavar. My taima, everyone see this Gemara? Guys, take a look at this Gemara. Very important. Gemara Mem Hei Amud Beis qualifies another qualification on the Mishnah. Amar Ula Loi Amrin Ela Ba'areva. We're only talking about when you have this mixing bowl. Aval Babais, but in the house, Chayiv Levar. You have to be Mavar no matter what size it is. Why? My taima de zimnin de konish lo v'nafle gabe adadi. Sometimes you collect it and they're going to connect to one another. Right? So again, I'm not concerned about Pachos Mikazayis, but Pachos Mikazayis that combines with other Kazaysim, then you're going to have a problem. And again, that's not against the Shagazari, that line, right? Because even the Shagazari agrees, once you add a clump to a clump, you're going to be over an Isser of Mikana Lahaba. He's just saying that if it's gone, it's not going to be Mitzarif from before, right? Like you have by Achila that every Mashu is Mitzarif, right? But ask the Maram Chalava, now I have another problem, right? Because the Gemara in the Avavim Abbeis says, Perurim, loy chashivi, right? Why? Maybe if you have a crumb and the crumb's going to join with another crumb, right? It's going to be michnish behu, and it's going to be a problem like the Gemara Mem Hei Abbeis. So don't we have a stira from the Gemara Mem Hei to the Gemara Avavim Abbeis? So Zokter Maram Chalava, no, it's not a stira. He says that there's a difference between dough and perurin the pas, crumbs. What's the pshat? What's the pshat in this Maram Chalava?
It's probably easier for dough to combine together than crumbs. Is he saying it's a physical thing? No, it's not just about whether you
have it. Is it that it's a physical thing? If it doesn't connect, then it won't create an isser. I don't understand. But I have a kazayas of shear over here. It sounds like what David's saying. You're never going to have a kazayis b'makom mecha. Why do I need a kazayis b'makom mecha?
Can he hold you won't be over by your value? Let's say if I have half a kazayas in one part of my house and half a kazayas in another part of my house.
Isn't that strange? No.
I agree. Yeah.
It's not chatzis shir. So I think the answer is, Rabbi Say,
maybe that's not called combining it.
Why not?
You think it has to be in the same area. You can't just say that if it's in you know, one side of the property, and then I have a, you know, another a couple crumbs on the other side, that it counts as combining. It has to be in the same area.
Why should it be in the same area? It's in, you have a kizayis in your rishus.
Yeah.
Who cares about where it is in your rishus?
Right. You'll never, I mean, you could always have a, you could always have a chashash that there are crumbs everywhere. It has to be somewhat knowledgeable to you, is what he's saying. Meaning, you never know if you fully get everything. So then how can you say it's called combining?
Again, let's go back. The Gemara says, Ula qualifies, and the Gemara says that when it comes to dough in the house, then I'm worried it's going to combine, right? Then I'm worried it's going to combine. So again, that line, right? L'chor is assuming, like the Lishna, that Pachus Mikazai is not going to be a problem. So he's saying that, yeah, Pachus Mikazai is not going to be a problem only if you're talking about within the bowl. But if you're talking about within dough, within the house, then it's going to combine and it's going to be a kazayis. So not the Maram Chalava says, so why don't you have the same chashash in Argamar? By the Perurin. So he says, Perurin are not going to combine. Perurin are not going to combine to be a kazayis. Why not? Why not? Armalei Hashem beisa diimachta shahavli kazayis shalem b'makom echad. Aval hachab b'pirus v'pas loy.
What's considered a crumb? Is anything less than shira chila considered a crumb?
Yeah, any mashu.
Is it, Rabbi? Is it because it's? Is he just talking about the bowl itself?
No, he's contrasting the bowl to the house.
Right. So in the bowl, says, it's
dough
much...
in the house, you're going to have a situation that they might combine. So therefore, you should even be concerned by pachos mikazayis. In the bowl, you shouldn't be concerned. So he's asking, so why aren't I concerned in the house by the pirurim? So he says pirurim are not going to combine. Pirurim are not going to combine. I don't know, maybe they don't stick to each other. Maybe it's just the texture. It's the physicality, Shabbat. So again, this statement of Ula is only true, right, within the Lishna that says that only Kazayis is a problem. Right? But even on that, the Maram Chalava is asking, still, how can you understand our Gemara according to that Lishna? So on that, the Maram Chalava is saying that since you don't have a kazayis that's sticking to each other, so it's not going to be a problem with kazayis. But L'chayr Yosef's right. Why should I care whether or not it becomes a one piece and it's mitzarif? Why don't you say, add up each one of these pieces and I have the volume of a kazayis of Isser. Everyone hear what I'm asking? Who cares whether it's stuck to each other or not? You don't have the alternative chatzis shir over here. Once you have a situation and a volume of more than a shir, it should be usher by pirur. If you have a concern of other parts, so then whether or not it sticks or not, it should be a problem. Does everyone hear what I'm asking? Yeah, David.
Maybe that could be on the part where it says halo chashvi, like it's so small that it's not considered something significant enough to combine.
So is that what he's saying? That I think I originally learned like that. That the Maram Chalava was saying, since over here it's lo chashiv, it's a mele, it's not even something that could be mitzaris. Because each item on its own is like non-chametz. So that I could hear. So there's another svara of why the Gemara is rejecting it. But if it's about the texture, it's very difficult, right? He doesn't explain why. So David's saying maybe the pshat is because there's that additional statement of the Gemara of loy chashivi. So if you have a loy chashiv combining with another loy chashiv, so you never have a davar chashiv. Unless it's something that could actually join to be one, which is by dough. So if David's right, which is the way I originally read the Maram Chalava, and I think the only pshat that makes sense, now you have a no, according to Maram Chalava, now you know very well why the Gemara said, V'ha perurin lo chashivi. That line was critical. Whereas the Rabbeinu David said that no, it was lav dafka. We also had another reason why perurin was not a problem. No, Maram Chalava says perurin in general is a problem. But there's another element of perurin that needs to be lo chashiv. And why? Because I need to contrast it to the Gemara on Mameim Abiz where Ula says in the bias, every chatzi zayis of dough is a problem that's not going to be applicable lagabe perurim. I mean, there's another nekuda that's going on in our sugya with perurim loy chashivi that the Gemara needs to be machshiv. That was a bad word. That the Gemara needs to stress in order to contrast it from the Gemara on daf mem heyam abeis, where the Gemara says by areva, where the Gemara says by dough, that in the bais it's not like this dake areva, and there it could combine to be a kezayis. I think David's pshat's right, and that's the only way to read the Maram Chalava. Otherwise, I don't understand. It has to be because there's another svara of loy chashiv. Okay, everybody say so. Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow, we'll pick up with this. Just in terms of the paiskim, I want to see how we paskim halacha. We'll have to see how this affects us halacha lemaisa in terms of before Pesach, how we approach chatzi shir.